Gail Finney. She's a marvelous performer. She's a multi-instrumentalist and plays wonderful guitar and dulcimer. And she's just a real fireball. She goes many places and performs alone and with other people. She was down at the New Bedford Folk Festival playing with Kenny Seltzer. And she's also a part of a wonderful women's group, a cappella group called Taproot.
That's a little too close.
And we
happen
to have another member of that group here tonight, Deborah Silverstein. And she's also been a great help at our open mic, just helping me put things together here during our tenure at the Inn. And then she's going to come out and help us at Act and Jazz Cafe's Act 3 when
Act
that
3.
Starts up on September 9th. So I know you're going to enjoy whatever she does. Please, a big welcome for Gail Finney.
It's great to be here the day after the weekend that was. I've gone to that folk festival 17 of the 19 years, so this was the first year I performed, so that was really very special. And I took a nap this afternoon. So this is a Bob Holmes song that Chuck Hall will never forgive me for getting to it first. This is his song called Queen Anne Street. Down on Queen Anne Street, they make it so hard. The boys and the girls afford to tell them apart. When choosing your partner, the first one you meet, say, haven't we met once down on Queen Anne Street? Well, I could not forget one so handsome and young, she said, and I wondered if she could be wrong. But it's best not to fight when you hear someone say, just take me in your arms, boy, and carry me away. Well, the hotel we went to, I'd been there before. The cards on the table and the clothes on the floor. The doors were all open, but the manager's seats, with the emptiest eyes on the whole Queen Anne Street. Just then the cops broke the door from the frame. They arrested the girls and they called them by name. First one smiled crazily, saying, okay, just take me in your arms, boys, and carry me away. I knew what this next verse was. It just escaped me. Let's see. Well, they let the men go. They could not do a thing. We were men of great families and wealthy as kings. When the first ones were brought out, I think I just sang this, the girl said, hey, sweet. You know you're just another body when you're on Queen Anne Street. So down on Queen Anne Street, the sun's coming up. I found an old bottle and I filled up my cup, saying, here's to the girl I'll be meeting today. Just take me in your arms, boy, and carry me away. Take me in your arms, boy, and carry me away.
Thank you.
Did I just bang the mic? Yes, please. Yeah, I knew I was going to hit it. That's better. Thank you. Thank you. That's much better. All right, so I want to not forget to mention that I'm going to be at Club Passim this Sunday with Deb O'Hanlon and Peter Fishman. Their first time. So it's at 4:30 on Sunday. We would love to see some of you. I have not been promoting it very much because I've been busy with other things. It's like the too much of a good thing almost. There's a lot of stuff going on. But it's this coming Sunday at 4:30. And I would love for you to come and appreciate Deb and Peter's music. So this weekend was crazy. So some of my favorite moments were Kenny walking down the street by himself and a guy from the Standard Times in New Bedford stopping him randomly and just interviewing him. It was so great. Because, you know, of course I brought Kenny along because we play together, but I also wanted him to be heard and to be appreciated and to be kind of, you know, seen. And I asked him to stay the second day to play the workshops with me. And so it was so great. And he made sure to, you know, give my name to the reporter so he spelled it right and made sure he mentioned me a lot so that I'd be in the article. He was just awesome. So it was in the paper today, I guess. I don't know. He posted it on Facebook. I'm not sure if it went in yesterday or today. But my other favorite moment was sitting next to Vance Gilbert at the first workshop when he pulls out his hair from his cap. So if you've ever seen Vance has like Rasta something, right? So he had it all pulled back in a cap. And the hair was like sticking out the back. But then right before the workshop started, he like takes his cap off and like runs his hands through his hair. And I said to him, I hope no bugs are gonna come out of that. And he was just, you can say that to Vance because he says stuff like that back. But so he just sort of like pulls his hair out and just makes it all crazy. And then it's just all a wild ride from there, sitting next to Vance Gilbert. So that was awesome. So I'm going to do songs that I didn't do over the weekend. And I'm also playing this Friday night at Twin Seafood. This wonderful little restaurant in Acton has really great fresh seafood. And they have a little deck with tables with umbrellas. And so I'm going to play music there for 3 hours Friday night for tips. So come by and have a glass of wine and a bowl of chowder, and say hello. So this is a song I learned from the singing of Sally Rogers many years ago, and I've always loved it. And I don't know if she wrote it. I don't think so. I'll have to go back and do my research. But it's a song called Take Me Home, and I'm sure she recorded it with Howie Burson at some point. It's got a wonderful chorus that I'd love help singing. I need to put the capo on for this. Let's see. Let me try something. Okay, let's do that. Traveled these miles through dozens of smiles, never wanting a man or a home. Then you came along, and in less than a song, the seeds of love you had sown. Take me home where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. That's the chorus. Take me home where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone.
Harmony's welcome.
I knew from the start you'd be breaking my heart. It's a traveling life that we lead. Now our game's at a draw, 'cause you know that I saw in you a reflection of me. take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. Take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. I won't ask you to stay as you go on your way, but there's one thing I want you to know. When you are weary and your days are too dreary, you can come back to me and I'll say, take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. Take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. That's so pretty. Let's do it again. Take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone. Take me home, where the blackbird sings by your door. I won't ask anymore, and I'm so tired of living alone.
Very nice singing. Thank you. So definitely one of my favorite things was sitting next to Ann Hills and singing harmony. That was pretty amazing. And we weren't really singing it on mic. We were just sort of singing because it was a sing-along workshop. And we both do a lot of harmony singing, so it was really lovely. So let me get this back in tune here. So the one great thing about going to these festivals, and I'm sure all of you have experienced it who go, is you run into people that you only see maybe at that festival, maybe once a year. And so not only was it great to look out in the audience and see my peeps there, Bev and Rick and Deborah and Jim and Brenda. Brenda's going, me. And Brenda was there. And Bev sent me some great pictures. And Brenda had a great suite that we had a party at Saturday night. And it was just, it was wonderful. But also, a lot of people showed up that, like, they'd be at the stage when I was coming off, and somebody from my past. So I had a lot of, like, encounters with great people. And one of my favorite moments was at the end of the night when I was backstage when Chris Smither finished his set, and I got to say hi. And we went downstairs and exchanged stories about our kids. And he showed me pictures of his beautiful 10-year-old daughter. And we just talked about our wishes and our dreams for our kids with music, you know. And I've known Chris a long time. I haven't seen him in many years. So it's those kinds of moments, you know, that mean a lot. And those personal interactions. And, of course, hearing the great music's a plus. So I'm going to do a song called Old Friends. For the old friends I saw this weekend and for some of the friends who would have been there, but they're no longer with us. This is a Mary McCaslin song. I met an old friend the other day in San Francisco by the bay. It took me back to only yesterday. The years somehow let slip away. We
laughed and talked about the days gone by, brushed a tear away with a sigh. We promised not to let it be this long, like an old refrain from an old, old song. Remember old friends we made along the way? The gifts they've given stay with us every day. Looking back, it makes me wonder just where we're going and how long we'll stay. I know the road brings rain and thunder, but for the journey, what will we pay? I often think that life's life gets crazier as this old world goes round and round. But just the memories make it easier as this old road goes up and down. Remember old friends we made along the way? The gifts they've given stay with us every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lately, words been coming back to me. There are a few I will no longer see. Their faces will be seen no more along the road. There'll be a few less hands to hold. But for the ones whose journeys ended, though they started so much the same, in the hearts of those befriended burns a candle with a silver flame. Remember old friends we made along the way. The gifts they've given stay with us every day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.